Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Thursday, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and their newest location at the south end of Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Let's go to the Big Apple for the ticker today. It is NFL Draft Day. What are the Giants going to do at number three? We all seem to know what's going to happen ahead of them, but maybe we get a curveball tonight. Joining us now, Patricia Traina, covering the Giants for the New York Giants on SI, the host of the Locked On Giants podcast, at Patricia_Traina on Twitter. You can go follow her there. Good morning to you. What's the vibe like and the feeling going into tonight? Are Giants fans hopeful? Are they pessimistic? Give me a vibe check with what's going on in that city.
Well, good morning, guys. It's great to be with you. I think a lot of Giant fans are optimistic. You know, it's kind of like the equivalent of, you know, your birthday or a holiday where you can expect a present, a shiny new toy. And who's it going to be? I think a lot of people are swinging over to the side. It's going to be one of Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, whichever one gets past the Browns. But, you know, I know there was some earlier talk that maybe it might be a quarterback, maybe Shedeur Sanders, but it looks like that's not going to be the case. And, you know, if I had to, you know, make a pick, I'm going to go with Carter. I think it's going to be Carter because I don't think Hunter is going to slide down to them.
Well, of all the reporting that's come out during this long, drawn-out process of draft stuff, it's been evident through the last college football season to this point, nobody has scouted Shedeur Sanders more than Joe Shane. We know Joe Shane and Brian Daboll might be sitting on somewhat hot seats in New York. Some jokingly said that Shane had an apartment in Boulder because he was there so often scouting him. What do you think changed? What stopped them from maybe going Sanders? I know they haven't made the pick yet, but in your estimation and everybody else, they probably going Carter. What stops them from taking Sanders? What is it about him after scouting him for so long, so extensively, that makes them not want to take him at three?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it two ways. Sometimes when you spend that much time on a prospect, it could be because you have some questions and you want to be absolutely sure that he's the right fit. And sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying this is the case with Shedeur Sanders, but, you know, it's kind of like when you first start dating somebody and you think, wow, this person's the greatest person on the face of the earth. And then over time, the longer you spend with them, you realize that maybe they're not quite what you thought they were. So, you know, you can't rule that possibility out, you know. And again, I'm not saying that's what the case is with the Giants, but sometimes when a team does that much work on a guy, it's not necessarily because, oh, you know, we love him and we can't get enough of him. But, you know, there might be questions as to whether or not he's truly going to be a fit. And you want to see him in as many different scenarios. You want to talk to the people, you know, in the community. You want to talk to teammates, to coaches. You just want to get as much info as possible. So I think that could be, you know, a reason why. Because, look, the Giants quarterback situation, they kind of got it wrong with Daniel Jones. They can't get the next one wrong. They have to do due diligence. I think that's what they did in this case.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Interesting. We're talking with Patricia Traina. She covers the Giants for the Locked On Giants podcast and the Giants on SI website, at Patricia_Traina on Twitter. You can go follow her there. If I were to ask you to put money on them Doesn't sound like with the third overall pick, but at some point in the first round, because it seems to be a lot of speculation that they're maybe going to trade into the back end of the first round and draft a quarterback. Yes or no, they take a quarterback in the first round tonight at any point?
I would say it's a 50-50 thing. I would lean towards yes, because, look, if you look at how the Giants set up their team in the offseason with free agency, they really don't have a need, a glaring need where you have to say, oh, my gosh, we've got to address it this year. I mean, you can make a case, obviously, for defensive line depth next to Dexter Lawrence. You know, people will say, well, what about quarterback? But regardless of where they were going to take a quarterback, I don't think that kid was going to play this year anyhow because they've got Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and I think they set it up so that if they took a quarterback, that kid was going to sit. Now, that being said, Joe Shane spoke at the combine and he said, you know, I'm going to keep swinging for a quarterback. Well, he hasn't really taken, you know, a chance on a quarterback since he's become the GM. So I do think this is going to be the year he takes a swing. And if you don't get it right, well, you know what? Next year's class is supposed to be a lot deeper and a lot better than this year's class. So you take another swing. But if you get a guy and he turns out to be a hidden gem, now you've got, at the very worst, you've got a backup for the future, or at the very best, you got a starter for the future.
Patricia, the Giants famously did a weird, like, middle off-season hard knocks last year, and I actually didn't think it reflected well for them because a couple things. One, the owner doesn't want Saquon to go to the Eagles, and Joe Shane acts as if he doesn't even know that's a possibility, and then they don't get him, and he does go to the Eagles. And then Carson Shane, the son of Joe Shane, is famously on a couch telling his dad, you draft Jaden Daniels. I mean, you're only going to get this job once, Dad. And he was 100% right. Jaden Daniels was the quarterback to take last year. They took Neighbors, who had a good year, but not a quarterback. His son has stepped in it again, releasing highlights of Jackson Dart, and now he's had to block his account because so many people picked up on it. Would Giants fans rather have Carson Shane as the general manager than his dad, Joe Shane?
I think given how the last couple of seasons have gone, I would not be surprised. I think they would want anybody other than Joe Shane, given how the last two seasons have gone. But you know, look, I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion. And, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, just because Carson Shane thinks that's who the Giants should take, that doesn't mean that Joe Shane thinks that's who the Giants should take. I mean, we got to remember Brian Daboll, you know, who does Brian Daboll's son think they should take? That would be an interesting, you know, question to answer.
That's great. I love that. We're leading into the draft tonight. Is this the make or break moment for coach and general manager? I mean, we joke about Shane and where his kind of footing is right now. I thought it was interesting with the third overall pick, especially with the chance maybe they at the time were going to take a quarterback. They decided to bring both those guys back for another year. A year from now, are they still the head coach, general manager of the Giants, or does this seem like it for you?
It all is going to depend on if the team gets better. You know, John Mayer at the end of last season said, I need to feel better about where this team is at the end of next year. Now, he didn't say they have to make the playoffs. He didn't say they have to win X number of games. But the problem with the Giants the last couple of years is they have not been any better come week 18 as they were in week one. That's been the biggest problem. Now, whether that's talent, whether that's coaching, whatever the case may be, you have got to show progress. Now, progress is never linear with a football team or any sports team for that matter. But if you still see the same issues popping up in week 18 that you saw back in week one, then you've really got to ask yourself if you've got the right people in place to lead this franchise to the next level.
Yeah, great stuff.
Are you mentally prepared to watch Russell Wilson throw 4-yard passes? Like, have you prepared yourself to talk about that? Because it's just got to be awful leading into the season knowing that's probably what the offense is.
Well, I mean, I did sit through how many years of Daniel Jones? So.
This is true. You're prepared for this. You're built for this, Patricia. And tonight is the draft. Have a ton of fun. It should be a big one for the Giants. We'll see what they end up doing. Patricia_Traina. Go follow her. She covers the Giants. Giants on SI. Locked On Giants podcast. Thanks for the time all the way out here in Portland, Oregon. We were curious what's going to happen with the number 3 pick. Your insight was great. Let's do this again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.